big rocks and all that sort of thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, John, you were saying you love your phone primarily for the dick pics and the, what was the other one?
Selfies.
Selfies.
All those things. That's exclusively what I use it for now, sending dick pics.
Well, that's very interesting, John, but I think we should actually do the show now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I don't think that should... We should never put that out, what you just said, because that's disgraceful.
I wouldn't really. I don't really do that.
Oh my God, a picture's just come up on my face. It's not you again, is it, John? Oh no, it's not a selfie. Or rather it is, but so yeah. Welcome to a very special edition.
Very special.
Of the Mickey and Johnny podcast.
That's not what it's called.
Oh, it's not what it's called. What's it called?
No, you said it's called the Mick Wall podcast. You've been very insistent about it.
Well, it's flexible.
Is it flexible?
I'll give you its full title. Mick Wall's Mick Wall's podcast. Starring Mick Wall.
When you look it up on Spotify, there's also a huge picture of Mick Wall.
I know. Yeah. What can you do?
I don't know. Well, I mean,
oh, you know the advert on Spotify?
You've got no idea where they got it from.
No.
You didn't upload it yourself.
God, no. Well, no, they sent over a team.
Yeah.
You know, they're with lights and makeup.
Yeah.
And, I'm trying to put my arthritis glove on here. what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Let's get straight into the news. We've prepared for this, haven't we, John? Can I just say, before we get started, I was alerted, as you were, to the fact that the Rolling Stones have a new album coming out.
You say you were alerted. You're alerted by the fact it was on every media outlet.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean... The song might not be any good, but fucking hell, their PR deserves a bonus.
Absolutely. But it's still last century, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like an album.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who wants to listen to an album?
I've got a Stones album. Yeah, it's called Their Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
And duh.
And then was it the Times this morning came out with the headline, "I have just heard the best Rolling Stones album since 1978.
Yeah, that was yesterday, but it's still on there.
That's nothing.
That's Will Hodgkinson.
That's completely meaningless, isn't it? Considering none of their albums since 1978 have been any good.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You and I could put out an album of us doing impersonations of chickens laying eggs.
It'd be better than the last 10 Rolling Stones
albums.
Fuck
yeah. Mind you, since 1978, I mean, how many albums have they done? Three?
Yeah, probably.
And they all sound so different. You know what I hate as well?
There's a great Martin Amis piece in one of his collections. I think it's Visiting Mrs. Nabokov, where he gets sent by a newspaper to review the Rolling Stones at Earl's Court.
Oh, I think I might have read it.
And it's really interesting reading it back now, because obviously it's very funny, because Amos was on Top Form and he's on about how horrible it is. Now he's never going again. Because Earl's Court's awful and you can't get in. He's taken a couple of girls with him and they don't really like
you do. A couple of chicks.
Got to
have someone hold your pint.
Yeah. And he's such a fantastic writer, but it builds up to the fact that Mick Jagger comes, you know, the band come on and then Mick Jagger comes on and he's sort of, oh, here he is, you know, the dreadful Jagger, you know. And there's a great line about Mick Jagger falls over. And no one can tell whether it's deliberate or not. But the key line is where he's going on about how the audience hates all the bits where they do their new songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And they only want to hear Brown Sugar and, you know, Jack Flash and the rest of it.
Yeah.
And the album that he's... And he's on about how they're completely past it. And they, you know, they've got to give up. And he's
Which album is it?
Steel Wheels. I mean, and that's... How long ago is that?
Well, that's 89. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's 89. I remember that because I tried so hard to like that record.
Yeah.
I was doing a radio show at the time, John. Were you? Capital Radio.
Oh, right. Was this before or after your television show on
This was
Sky?
After my television career went on hiatus. Yeah.
Where it remains.
It was eventful. It was special.
Yeah.
And then it ended.
Yeah.
So Capital Radio. And, of course, I'm looking for good rock stuff to play, you know.
Yeah.
But 89 is, you know, we've got the Thunder album and we've got Dr. Feelgood and Gun Appetite for Destruction, still number one in the Kerrang chart.
Of course it is. There's got to be a Maiden album out in 89, something like that.
88 was Seventh Son.
Of a Seventh Son.
Yeah, 89, I think they were on hiatus.
Yeah.
And so the Stones put out an album. I'm like, okay, it's got to be something here. Mensch was managing them.
But that was at the time of sort of the Choir Boys and the Black Crowes, where they were going on about the Stones, weren't they? They were sort of doing
Black Crowes,
the Stones in the same way that Oasis used to go on about the Beatles, you know.
And my God, I tried to play that bloody album. It was just rubbish.
Yeah.
You know, songs like Rock and a Hard Place.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Yeah. Like in the new, so they got a new single out called Angry.
Right.
And it's all about when the rivers run dry. Do you know what I'm saying?
What? It's about climate change.
I don't know what it's about, but that's one of the lines. And to me, the minute I heard something, till the rivers run, I'm like, oh, fuck off, mate. You haven't even bothered, have you?
Yeah.
You haven't bothered to write a lyric.
I mean, I think it's the fact that. What people are excited about, or not excited, what people are, you know,
what
enthralled,
aged critics on the Times are excited the about is meeting them.
That they're actually standing up at 80 plus years old.
Well, Jagger is now 80 years old.
Yeah. And then how old's Keith Richards?
Well, that's like saying how old is the vampire Lestat?
Yeah, how
isn't
old
it?
Is the devil?
There you are.
Yeah.
Sympathy for him.
Yeah.
Anyway, have you seen the video?
I saw a bit of the video.
I'll tell you what, the video makes Whitesnake's MTV era videos look like Picasso.
Yeah.
It's literally...
Well, it makes them look like they were made by Jermaine Greer.
Well, the new video, it's so shit. Yeah. It's a car driving down Sunset Boulevard.
Well,
I'm going to get into this. It's going to upset certain female readers.
Yeah.
Or the more sensitive male readers like yourself. But there's a woman standing in the back of this open-top car going very slowly down Sunset Boulevard. And she's got long blonde hair. Looks like it's fake boobs, sort of normal these days. Tight shorts. You can see her butt cheeks. And... how can I put this? She looks about 40.
Right.
No, I'm being cruel. 35.
Right.
35. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I'm older than that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm older than that. But it's like, hang on. You're in LA.
Yeah.
Of all the places you could find someone to stand in that car for a Rolling Stones video, you chose her. And I thought, why? I wonder why. And here's what I came up with. Who are the Stones audience at this point? They're certainly not my kids, and the eldest of my kids is 23. The oldest of yours is even older, isn't she?
Even older than that, yeah.
And does she like the Rolling... Is she excited about the new Rolling...
She knows who the Rolling Stones are.
Exactly. So the people that are going to go, oh, look, have you seen the Stones? They're all in their 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
So they can't have like some 19-year-old dynamite, what was it, Johnny Depp's daughter in The Idol.
Yeah.
They can't have one of those.
Yeah.
Because it makes them look creepy.
Yeah.
You know, which they're not in anyway. So they have woman who fits ticks the box of blonde.
Age appropriate.
Yes.
Age appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what it means is that all the shots they do from behind, which of course is it's all of her wiggling her bum.
Yeah.
It's like picking up the kids at the school gate and, you know, the mums are wiggling. You're like, all right, love, you know, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah.
In her case.
I don't think this is a reading of the video you're going to be actually seeing in the Times newspaper.
No, because
at any stage.
Here's why the Times and all those people make a big fuss. Because they get to meet the band.
Get to meet Mick.
Meets. Ooh, Mick. Are you and me going out late? No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keith, remember me? No.
Yeah.
Ronnie remembers nothing but says hello to everyone. Hello, mate!
Yeah.
All right, Did I tell you about when I bumped into Stephen Adler? I told you, didn't I? On the Kiss Cruise? Yeah.
This is probably my favourite anecdote of the last 20 years.
And at the time, I was supposed to be writing a book about LA rock in the 80s, and I thought, perfect, Stephen, you know. But we'd been on the cruise a few days. I was waiting for the moment.
Yeah.
And then, one of the last nights, his band are about to just play. No, they're going to play in about half an hour. And, you know, there's a load of people. And there he is, standing in front of me. And he's like, dude, and we're fucking hugging it up. He's got wood. I've got wood. And
remember
he goes,
the old days.
The old days, you and me, man. I'm like, wow, he really remembers me. Yeah. Fucking loved him. He always said he was my favourite.
Yeah, he's the best one.
He's the best one.
Yeah.
The only musician in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote the songs.
Yeah.
And then he says to me, and do you know what? Yeah, if you wanna stand by me at the drums during the show, I'm like, that's remarkably generous. Yeah. I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
He goes, because you can shoot from behind. I'm like,
Shoot.
He thinks I'm a photographer. Yeah. He goes, bye, Ross. See you later. I'm like, you think I'm Ross Halfin? Well, you're fucking dead to me, mate. That's why you're not in Guns N' Roses anymore. Because of that.
Yeah, that's why you're in Adler's Appetite.
And I'm going to shoot from the back.
Yeah.
I should have gone up there with my little camera phone.
Yeah, you should have done.
My little phone, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't interview him for the book.
No.
I didn't write the book.
Didn't write the book, yeah.
I got some Saudi money for it.
Yeah.
I didn't. I wish I fucking had.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the Rolling Stones discussed, reviewed. I tweeted about it this morning and I wrote, just seen the new Rolling Stones, just heard the new Rolling Stones single. What a pile of old shit. Video is shit too. I tweeted, someone wrote back, that's why you are one of the world's best, you know, most famous reviewers because of work like that.
Yeah, well, it is, I mean,
yeah. But it's accurate.
Yeah. That's all you can
and
do.
And brave.
That's all
it's
you can
brave.
Do.
I'm brave, you see. I will speak out. I don't care if you're my best mate and never leave me alone on the text, Mick.
Yeah.
Keith. Yeah. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to hang out with the Rolling Stones.
Fuck that.
No.
They want to hang out with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more like it. So anyway, that's the Rolling Stones dealt with. The album's called Hackney Window. Hackney Windows?
Hackney Windows.
No, Hackney...
It sounds like a business that's...
Yeah, maybe not Windows.
It's just closed down.
Oh, Hackney Diamonds.
Where'd you get your windows, mate? Oh, Hackney Windows.
Hackney
yeah.
Windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Dream.
Do your deal.
Hackney
Windows. Do your deal. Don't go to Everest. Come down Hackney Windows. We'll get you...
Be like the dealer.
Yeah.
When the dealer wants his windows, he comes to Hackney Windows.
Yeah.
Hackney Diamonds.
Right.
And I thought, what a stupid name. And apparently it's because...
They were never from Hackney in the first place, were they?
No, they were
bloody
from fucking...
Kent.
Yeah, nice Kent with nice parents. Mm. Sending Mick to the London School of Economics.
Yeah.
What a rebel. So Hackney Diamonds is slang for smashed windscreens, window screens.
Oh, what, when they've nicked your radio again.
So that's the Rolling Stones. Right, now, another major artist has also released a scintillating new record.
New material.
New material. He's ready to share it with us. And that's Alice Cooper.
Another young, vibrant Buck. Artist. Yeah.
Well, I think,
can only have been going for 50 or 60 years.
Well, I think the Alice Cooper Band released their first album in like 69.
Yeah.
So that is like 55 years ago.
Yeah.
He was 30 then.
Bloody.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, he's got a new album out. Brilliant. Hackney Diamonds?
Yeah.
No, try this. Road.
Well, that's what it's called.
Road.
Road.
Yeah. Road.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
How about that? Yeah. Do you know why?
No.
Because people like him and me
are always on the road.
We live on the road.
Yeah.
We're road people.
Yeah.
We're born to roam on the road.
How many times has Alice, painted on that mascara? You know, picked up the boa constrictor.
What must it be?
Readied
like?
The guillotine.
Asked his daughter to take off even more clothes before she goes on the stage. It used to be his daughter, didn't it, doing the whips?
Did it?
Didn't you know that?
No.
Started out as his wife, or rather she started out as a dominatrix with no clothes.
Dominatrix.
Whipping. I'll tell you. You know what that is, you naughty boy. And then when she got too old, the daughter
took over. Let's keep it in the family.
Yeah, yeah, thinking about it, the daughter's probably too old.
Yeah, it's
now.
Probably the granddaughter.
Probably granddaughter.
Yeah.
That's, see, but that's
it's
not
still
creepy.
Alice. Yeah.
But it's still a bird in no clothes wielding a whip.
Yeah.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they should have had her in the Rolling Stones video.
What, the grandmother? Or
no,
the...
no, the young one.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, why are you watching the video?
Yeah. I don't know, I haven't seen the video.
No, I haven't seen it. So, Alice, two developments. New album out called Road.
Road, yeah.
Which is preceded by the single
Road.
Road.
Yeah.
And I've heard it. I heard it on Radio 2 the other day in the car.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like, I like to rock.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you gotta roll. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like one of those.
Yeah.
To she's be got, on the road.
She's got Desmond Child back. When he Desmond did his last hit, didn't he?
Was it Poison?
Yeah, your lips are venomous poison. That was quite good.
Well, I heard it was good in Birmingham's gay village.
Yeah.
You know, there's the gay village in Birmingham.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
no.
You did know that. You were the one that sent me the postcard. I think that's what we're talking about. So I heard it on the. It was sort of funny, you know. It's like almost like Frank Zappa doing voices, but obviously much more commercial. And there's this one bit where he goes, and if you do all those things, yeah, you've got to get the car and the girl and all that. And if you, by the time you're 27, you're gonna die. It's like, oh, yeah. Fedders. It's a song with a message.
Yeah, not me personally, but. No, all the others will die when they're 27.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I survived
Kirk
27.
Kurt Cobain was 27, wasn't he?
Famously. Kirk Cobain.
Yeah.
Not a great deal is known about Kirk Cobain. But he died for you.
Yeah.
That's what
and
you
he
need.
He was 27 when he did that. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He was born and died at 27.
Your friend, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
27.
Yeah. Yeah. Timmy Hendrix.
Yeah.
Right. So, so two things. He's got his album out, his single. It's all fucking going on. Bad news on the horizon.
Oh, really?
Alice Cooper's superb radio show has been cancelled.
Oh, really?
Isn't that awful?
It is. I didn't know he had a radio show.
I was going to say,
I'm
were
sure
you a regular listener?
Yeah. I'm sure it was excellent. I mean...
he used to they well from what I can ascertain in the actuality it was obviously a pre-record and he'd do it on from his tour bus or his bedroom or wherever and on Planet Rock when I first went there in like 2007 so that's
oh, 60, did you have a show there as well
I did actually
did you
yeah oh, no okay. I'll enlighten you on that
yeah.
in more
so
detail
you went from Capital Radio
Oh, no, there were a lot of detours. No, no, no. There was 18 years between Capitol Rain.
Oh, right, okay.
On the street begging.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Hoping your hiatus was going to come to an end.
A phone that never rings.
Yeah.
A dead phone.
Yeah. Well, it's still getting the dick pics.
It is now, thankfully, because yeah. We're in the 21st century. Right.
Yeah.
Back to... yeah, so back then... and this show would be syndicated. So Planet Rock had obviously bought it and they ran it as The Breakfast Show.
Oh, right, right.
And yeah. They ran it as Alice at Breakfast. Oh, it was like, yeah, Alice at Breakfast. Yeah. That was something. And it was just him doing whatever he does. No, it's, it wasn't, you know, a
There's
breakfast
no
show.
There's no mention
is,
of breakfast.
No,
itself.
It's like it's not yeah. Like, oh, it's 10, 8,
and
it, 10 a.m.
Here's
and,
the traffic news.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah. It was... I was out on the road with Niels Lofgren. You know, yeah. It's like, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And then when they realised after about 4 years, they woke up and realised no fuckers listening to it. Breakfast with Alice. That's what
right,
it was.
Right, yeah.
They just took the same show and put it on late at night
yeah.
And called it Night Times with Alice.
Yeah. And was it any better then?
It was exactly the same.
Yeah.
And... It took 17 years, but eventually all the stations in America...
So, hang on, he's been doing a radio show for 17 years, every day.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, because if it was breakfast with... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah five wow. times a week. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I know. And here's the most
but you know,
remarkable
but you
thing.
Know, you know why that is?
Hang on, the dog... Hang on, the... If you can hear the dogs, it's because we've got the doors and windows open because it's... Really, really hot today, isn't it, John?
It's very hot here in the studio. Yeah.
Well, it was till we opened the doors. Now, yeah. Actually, shall I pause this a second?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Seamless transition.
Yes.
You see, when you're a producer from the Mutt Lange School...
Yeah, well, since I believe Hysteria did have the very faint sound of dogs... barking in the background
on that track Animal
yeah
in fact you can hear elephants on that you can on that listen if you listen to animal that's elephants
is it yeah
no I swear to God
yeah
you never knew that
no
and you hear yeah like elephants yeah
well this has taken a turn yeah
right so yeah so Alice Cooper
has been doing a radio show every day for 17 years.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you why that was, wasn't I? There is a reason.
Oh, yes, go on.
Because he's sober.
Do you know that...
When you're sober,
to fill the
days
day.
Are long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine how fucking dull...
And you can't be playing golf all the time.
All the time.
He does play a lot of golf.
Does a lot of radio as well.
Yeah, you find the sense
We're
of things,
lucky
yeah.
to get a pod done every yeah. 3 weeks. Yeah. He does five shows a week.
Five shows a week for 17 years.
Yeah.
But anyway, sadly cancelled.
Yeah, sadly cancelled. And I don't think they've used the word cancelled.
No.
I think what they've gone for is, you know, new challenges.
Yeah.
Moved on.
We're in a different, going in a different direction. That's the words you echo in your ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, Alice, we're going for listeners.
So Alice is now on hiatus, a bit like yourself.
Yeah, well, in fairness, his run lasted a bit longer than mine.
It did.
But
it didn't...
Even though the show wasn't as good.
No.
Or memorable. I mean, people still talk about my show, don't they?
Certainly you do. That's for sure.
Anyway, so Alice's radio show is permanently on hiatus, and we have to send him our, you know, deepest ha-has. So that's Alice. Love Alice. Who doesn't love Alice? Now, we're on to John 5.5.
John 5.5. Star of this show, really. I mean, it's the only show.
How dare you?
Show he really is the star of. John Fife, I mean, he does crop up quite regularly.
Only because
of his outrageous views.
His outrageous views.
Yeah.
Did you make a note of that one I told you about earlier?
No, I can't remember what he said.
Oh no,
it was John Fife has done an interview, rarely seen, but he has done an interview for someone where he said he dare not improvise while playing Motley Crue songs live. And I think he's completely right in that judgment.
And yes, but do you know why that is,
well,
John?
Because no one's buying a ticket to hear John Five's version of Girls, Girls, Girls.
Absolutely. But do you know why that is, John?
Because there isn't an improvisational... Mick Mars didn't build an improvisational passage into Girls, Girls, Girls.
Well, he might have done, but unfortunately, Nicky, who can now play bass, he's had lessons since 2015.
Then, yeah, he wasn't on the albums back then, though.
No,
They could have got a jazzier bass player.
Instead of doom 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 doom, it could have been dong dong
dong. It would have gone fretless.
There you go, fretless.
And then the dealer went.
Could have got Jaco Pastorius on the bass.
That's what the dealer could be doing that now, for all we know, at home.
Well, he's definitely doing some work of genius.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
For shizzle.
For shizzle.
Yeah.
I seem to have lost the quote. Hang on.
It was along the lines of I dare not improvise.
No, yeah, yes, but it was a bit better than that, wasn't it?
Just bear with me. Was it?
Yes, it was. Well,
readers, okay, readers, tweet in when you hear whether it was in fact better than I dare not improvise.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'm gonna give it to you straight now. Oh, okay. My God, a picture of him. He looks a bit weird, doesn't he, when you
John
see
John 5.5.
Yeah.
He's not a good-looking guy.
No. Oh, I can't fucking find it.
No,
but
anyway,
it's just a funny quote where he goes, nobody reads the sheet music of Mozart
and says,
I'm going to improvise over that.
Yeah.
So why should he improvise over Girls, Girls, Girls?
Yeah.
It's a valid point.
Got a point. But I mean, that is in its way, that is praise for Mick Mars.
Because Mick Mars is Mozart.
Well, he's the Mozart of Motley Crue. If Motley Crue had a Mozart, it was Mick Mars.
Oh, that was him, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I think...
For sure.
I think originally, of course, not everybody knows this, but as you know and I know, Bob Deal was his real name.
Yeah, the dealer.
The dealer.
Yeah.
But when he first joined the crew, he wanted to be called Mick Mozart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mick Mozart.
They dissuaded him from that. Then he.
I know, very unfairly.
For a while, he went for Benji Beethoven, but then they said no. You know,
they
try
said,
the,
you're
try
just,
the
they said you're making fun.
Try
now,
the
Mick.
Planets. So he went through, you know, Vaz Venus and Steve Saturn and all of that, and then he just hit on it. Mick Mars.
It was like the apple falling from the tree on Einstein's head.
He was briefly Uli Uranus. That didn't quite work.
You were working on that one, weren't you?
Yeah, just.
Well, actually, no. They wanted to make him Mick Moon, but he said, "No, I'm more than a moon.
Yeah.
I'm a planet.
Yeah, I'm a planet.
I'm
for sure."
So they went, "Okay, Mick Mercury." He said, "No, don't take the piss.
Yeah,
that suggests I've just got a little one.
Yeah,
because Mercury is the smallest penis planet.
Yeah,
and that's not
apart from Neptune, which got decategorized, didn't it?
Is Neptune small?
It got decategorised.
What does that mean?
Well, they decided it was a moon rather than a planet, but I think it's back now.
I thought it was the moons of Neptune.
It might be back now.
Well,
They're constantly changing their mind about these things. But Mars, God of thunder, Mars, that is always going to be a planet.
And what John 5.5 is saying is you don't take that Mozart level playing and try and improve
and fuck with it.
And there is another reason. You see, another reason, John, which I can tell you on a technical level, as a great technical operator myself, as many readers will attest. Why can I hear your voice in this speaker and John's voice in that speaker? Why don't you modulate the oculator and stick it up your jumper? You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not bitter. So here's the real reason. If John 5.5 starts improvising,
we might as well all go home.
Well, hang on, no, because Nicky has learned to do the right moves for dun 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 dun. If John suddenly goes,
no, but hang on, what?
Then he goes, hang on, no, no, we're still on this bit.
What did Bob Rock say?
Backing track, mate.
Bob Rock said. Didn't he say he's really good?
He's really good now.
Yeah.
Now. He's really good
now. He's really good. So
that doesn't mean he can improvise.
Doesn't it?
He's got the fucking backing track going. You don't mess with it. He's got a click track and everything.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Can't mess with that.
Nah.
Can't mess with it. It's like when AC/DC got criticised. Apparently they had some... one of Black Ice or something. They had a technical error at the show. And... they couldn't continue. It was like, well, why can't you just play a song? The technical error was that we do the same thing every night. Identical. Yeah. And Jono had the lyrics. Okay, so he couldn't go. Oh, let's do
Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's me fucking on your fucking ear?
Yeah.
Wee.
Yeah.
Wee.
Not that we're listening that closely to the lyrics.
How are now? In the middle of the little new. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
I tell you what, speaking of that, something AC/DC does, Angus Young does, and has been doing it since Thunderstruck, a little bit before if you go deep, as I do.
Wearing a school uniform.
Absolutely. That thing of, ding at the beginning. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, how's it go? Ding, 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 ding. That's it. You're even doing him. Go on. You're channeling him.
He does that.
He's channeling. He's got his shorts on. It really fucking irritates me. I hate it. Fuck off.
I know what you mean. They go, thunder. Yeah.
See, that's...
That's a kind of improvising. That's a kind of improvising to me that shouldn't be. That's what John Five's got in mind. Girls.
That's right.
Yeah.
They want to keep that John 5.5 in check.
Yeah.
You know, because he's, you know, it's all right for him to...
Just shut up and take your fucking money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go and count your money and then come back and it goes like this, right?
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Just play that. Yeah. All right, let me right.
Well,
this will come back round in a circuitous way.
Sure it will.
But I was watching a TV show on the same channel that showed Pam and Tommy. And it was called Fleischman is in Trouble.
We had a lot of feedback about that. People saying they checked it out because of your recommendation.
And did they like it?
Hilarious.
See, there you go.
One guy said he watched it with his wife.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I can't tell you what else he said because we're not that kind of show, John. You know, we're very family friendly.
Yeah.
they're now online if you'd like to see the video.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about Fleischman is in Trouble, which has a sort of kind of slightly odd concept. It's a middle-aged Jewish doctor whose wife walks out on him, drops the kids off and literally disappears.
But then, drops the kids first.
But then you hear their backstory. But in the kind of the present tense of the story where the wife has disappeared, he starts going on these dating apps.
All right.
And bearing in mind he's sort of, 5'5", you know, nondescript.
Sorry,
doctor.
Hang on. When you say 5'5", you're not saying that in a disparaging.
No. But I'm saying it's part of the overall package. You know, you can be 5'5", and you can be like yourself, a little bombshell. You know, in your little shoes and stuff.
A little bombshell.
Yeah, you're a little.
Yeah, or like you. Get, or like yeah. you. You know. like you. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, all right.
Hang on. He's good looking.
Suddenly, like, he's pulling in all this crumpet through the dating. And he's shagging like a madman, you know. All these different women.
Sounds like Californication.
Yeah, it sounds a bit. It's like Californication if Hank had been a Jewish doctor, right?
5'5"
Yeah.
Is he bald?
Yeah. I thought, oh, that's quite.
They won't go that far in America, will they?
It's that guy, Jesse Eisenberg, if you know him.
Yes.
He's the guy.
Oh, he's the guy. He's perfect for this.
Yeah, he's the guy. So I wonder who wrote that. And it was actually written by a woman called Taffy Brodesky. Asker or something. She's got a very strange long name. Taffy basically is her name, her first name. I thought, oh, you know, she's a really interesting writer, and she'd written the show, and it comes from a novel that she'd also written. But then read a bit about her. What she was doing before she wrote the novel was she was writing these very sardonic profiles of film stars and so on that were, there's a lot of them online, and they're very funny. She's a brilliant profiler of people. One of her assignments was, back in about 2010, she got sent along to the press conference where Motley Crue announced that they were going on a final tour. And do you remember when they signed those legal documents?
In blood.
Or blood or whatever it was. And said, yeah, we will never,
we will never
play together again. We're just doing this tour. We're split. Bear in mind, this is 2010, right?
And he hadn't learned to play bass yet. He only started learning. He started getting lessons in 2015.
Bass career. So she goes. They did it at the Chateau Marmont, right? So she goes to the Chateau Marmont, and there's a couple of competition winners there who've come to hear the announcement of Crue.
Are they girls?
They were, strangely enough, girls, they were now in their late 40s, you know.
Has one of them recently been in a Rolling Stones video?
Yeah, I think she was, yeah. And there's a sort of kerfuffle at the start of the press conference because they bring out obviously there's a dais where the band are going to sit, the four of them, and sign these contracts.
In blood.
And they've put a gravestone in front of each of the chairs, Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee, Mick Mars, Vince Neil. But the Vince Neil gravestone's bigger than all the other gravestones, so Nikki Sixx won't come out. So they have to get someone to go and saw the bottom off the polystyrene gravestone and put it back. And see, this is something you only get with people if you send people to write about it who have no interest in the band themselves. So they're actually
That's how I became successful.
Exactly. So they're just observing what's going on, you know. It's all this ridiculous. And then the band come on. She writes some great descriptions of what the band are like. You know, Mick Mars is just looks like a white skull with hair who doesn't say anything.
He looks like that. You know that movie, The Scream?
Yeah, he does. He looks like that.
That's the dealer.
That's the dealer. But then there's Vince, who, as she observes, now owns a chain of bars and a strip club in Las Vegas.
Perfectly reputable.
He comes on, whether or not it's because his gravestone's been cut down, he's like really pissed off and doesn't want to say anything. And there's Nikki who's doing his usual Nikki stuff.
Just to interject here, you don't fuck with a man's polystyrene gravestone.
No.
Rule number one.
Just before he comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And there's a reason it's a bit bigger than the others.
Yeah, because he's fucking Vince Neil,
that's
baby.
That's right.
How big do you think John 5½'s fucking gravestone would be?
Like a fucking fingernail.
Yeah, it'd be like
mate.
A little. They wouldn't have even had one.
Nah.
Let's put it that way.
Nah.
He wouldn't have been up there on the dais. He'd have been sitting next to the journos in the crowd.
Well, no, they'd have had gravestones.
Yeah.
He'd have had a little fucking twig.
Yeah.
Two twigs tied together in some sort of cross.
In
a tiny little mound of earth
that then falls over. Exactly, yeah. That's what he would have had. Yeah. Yeah. So
what's her name again? Yeah. I'm going to write this down. Taffy.
Taffy Brodesky. I think it's Brodesky. It's a hyphenated
Taffy surname.
Brodesky.
Brodesky. I'll get it from
you. Asser, I think. A-S-S-E-R.
Asser?
Yeah. Something like that. But she's a brilliant writer. Really,
I'm
really
going to check her out.
And the whole thing's very fast. And it ends up with they do sign these contracts. I thought, bloody hell, that was 2010. and here, you know, they're all going, nope, that's absolutely, you know, legally, we can, you know, bands have said this before, but legally, we cannot reform. You know,
this is it.
It will be illegal for us to reform. Well, I've got something for here for the dealer. The dealer, if you're listening to this, dig that fucking contract out.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Dig that out now.
Yeah, and then sue their ass.
Yeah, sue their asses. Yeah. Yeah. Because they shouldn't be touring.
Now, speaking of bands that seem to have made a career out of farewell tours and so forth, The Mighty Kiss.
Oh.
The Mighty Kiss, you see. You know, people go on about Elton John's farewell tour lasting 5 years or whatever. Kiss have been on this farewell tour since about 1991.
Oh, they have, yeah, for a long, long time. Yeah.
Many decades now. Well, apparently it all finally comes to an end in December.
Right. And that's been mutually agreed by the four members of Kiss. Because there are four people in Kiss, aren't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no,
they all get one vote each, is that right?
There's no I.
There's
in
no,
Kiss.
Well, there is.
Oh, no, there is actually. Yeah, I suppose there is. Yeah.
Yeah. They all get, like, Paul Stanley gets one vote. Gene Simmons gets one vote.
Other bloke.
The bloke
vote.
On the drums, he gets a vote.
Him, he gets a vote.
And the bloke on the
guitar.
Well,
they kind of get half a vote, don't they?
I don't think they
it's like ace and a half.
I think they get a John Five style vote. Yeah.
Take that with you as you go.
Yeah.
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 I was reading about it, you know, in the course of my usual deep research before coming on here to
on the air
enlighten people with the facts in the actuality. And Doc McGee was quoted, their manager.
Close personal friend of yours.
Very, very, I love Doc.
Former manager of the Crew.
Of the Crew, mm-hmm. Bon Jovi.
He's done it all.
He's done it all.
Yeah.
And they were saying, so Doc, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to retire, you know? And he's like, oh, no, no. He said, this will end in December. He said, but what comes next, that's going to blow your mind. And I was thinking, well, it's got to be. I mean, they've talked, as you were saying earlier, Gene and that have talked about Kiss will carry on even when they're...
Yeah, Kiss is essentially, you have to think of Kiss as being like a great theatrical production, so like, you know, Cats,
like a pantomime,
like Cats or Les Miserables or Jack and the Beanstalk. It's like
Jack and the Beanstalk, I think, is very
that's cool. What you're going to see, and one year it might be Bradley Walsh, and the next year it might be Eamon Holmes, but what you're going to see is Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, but you'd never know with Kiss because of all the makeup.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but that's the point. It doesn't matter.
They could have Fleischmann. They could have Fleischmann on the drums. Yeah. No one would know.
No, they've already got that, haven't they? There are two people in Kiss that nobody knows. And let's face it, if one of them is ill or something, they're not going to cancel the tour.
No. God, no.
They're not going to cancel the farewell tour if the bloke on the drums can't do a gig.
No.
They're just going to get another fucking bloke to do the drums.
And no one will know or care because he's in the gear.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking with all this, you know, because ABBA got a lot of publicity for their hologram.
Hologram thing. Didn't even have to turn up for the gigs. They're just sitting at home every night. Oh, we're on stage about now.
Not that even touring. It's one place and everybody has to go.
Goes to that, yeah. Even better.
My youngest daughter has been twice.
You see, even better than...
And she wasn't born. She was like 20 years from being born when they broke up.
It's like it's even better than being Cristiano Ronaldo and playing for Al. You know, where you just sit there, oh, you know, another day, oh, it's another million quid. Yeah. This is Benny from ABBA sits at home, 8 o'clock each night, he checks his watch. Oh, we're on stage now, that's another, you know...
Several million.
500,000 or whatever it is
more,
per night.
More,
yeah, more. Yeah.
He checks his watch as a special time. It goes... Do, 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 do. I'm not doing that well, am I?
I don't know what you're doing.
It goes like this. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da, oh, I see, it's like an... Da, 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 da. And he's even getting paid for that by the people that made the watches.
Which is only fair. Have you seen Agnetha? Is that her name, the blonde one?
Right.
Probably, grey now, but blonde.
Yeah.
She's got a solo single out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear
How's
it?
How's that going?
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, go on then.
Fuck off. I don't hear that rubbish. So Kiss, I'm thinking, okay, that's...
So this massive news, I mean, that's just the Doc doing his usual hype job.
No. Oh, he's speaking the truth.
Well, like, what? I mean, there isn't a single commercial opportunity that Kiss have not exploited at some point.
And this is why we love them.
Yeah.
One of these days they'll get round to music. No, but what I'm saying is
it won't blow your mind, because whatever they come, even if they go, you know, we've bought Microsoft and we're you know, every time you open a document now it's going to play Detroit Rock City, it still wouldn't be that mind-blowing.
It would be fairly. That would be, if it was crazy nights.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
No, but I'm thinking the AI component. That's what I'm thinking. I'm right. thinking...
Because you're a little like one of these experts on AI, aren't
I'm
you?
Very ahead
the
of the GB curve.
The GB News call you up when there's an AI story.
Do you know, they called me up this week.
Again?
They call me all the time. I was looking at all my excuses that I give them. One minute, I'm in Paris.
Yeah.
The next, it's my wife's birthday. The next, my father died or wherever. Yeah. Endless. No, they wanted me on this week to talk about the last night of the proms.
Right, yeah.
So that didn't happen.
No.
That didn't happen. I don't know how we got onto that. You mentioned you.
No, we're saying you AI. You're the AI correspondent.
Well, no, in fairness, I'm, yeah, when it comes to technology, computer technology, yeah. I am very much on the edge.
Yeah. So
I'm
what AI application do you see for Kiss?
I think the sky's the limit. I mean... I think, right. You know, if you can imagine it, they can do it.
Yeah.
Dressed as Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So you could, like, Gene Simmons would come around your house.
Oh, do you remember that story of he would do these dinners and charge tickets? And I think I said
to
you, he'd
sit
like,
for 5 minutes at each table.
Yeah. And I said to you, it was like $500 a ticket. Yeah. It's like $5,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
See, that's what you and I need to do.
Yeah. Saudi money.
That's what you call Saudi money.
I don't call 5,000 Saudi money. Saudi money's a million a day. That's Saudi money.
Okay, but you've got to go and live in Saudi, haven't you?
Saudi money is Jordan Henderson waking up one morning, finding at 33 years old or whatever he is, that all of a sudden he's being paid more than he's earned in the rest of his career.
By Al Akhor. Yeah. Famous.
Yeah. For
team.
A year of his time.
Well, okay.
It's
okay,
like the bit
okay.
In
Breaking Bad
when Gus Fring goes to Walt, you know, $3 million for 3 months of your time. That it's like that.
That's Saudi money. Well, yes. But okay, I'll give you a choice. This is called Johnny James's choice.
Yeah.
You can have Saudi money.
Yeah.
But it means you've got to go and live in Saudi for at least a year.
In luxury.
Yes. Yeah. But also run around in the heat kicking a ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you can come to a lovely gala occasion where you and I flit between, let's say, 50 different tables.
Yeah.
What's 50 times 5,000?
That's quite a lot.
Lot of money.
Yeah.
But you're going to be in Saudi, are you?
Yeah.
You're figuring out how to do both, aren't you? I can see you. I could nip back and do that.
It's 250,000. I could nip back and do that. And then, yeah, all right.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that one out.
Yeah.
Glad we sorted that one out.
Yeah.
Right, John, I'm looking at my list.
This list. We're about 2 weeks away from coming in here and there being a script prepared.
I think we're about two fucking millennia from that, my friend.
That's good.
Just to update the readers.
Yes.
Because we've mentioned shows and they do ask. We're going to have a big announcement.
Are we?
To make very, very soon.
Yeah, that's what you said last time.
Well, you know, like the announcement for the Stones' new album.
Yeah.
Like that.
Wow.
Yeah. We're gonna do a pop-up store in Didcot, Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, big things. Big stuff. Big shit.
Nice.
And it's all going to be for Saudi money.
Saudi money. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, we may or may not have news on that, but it is coming. It is coming, as is merch, as is all that stuff.
All right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How do I stop this, Fern?